Welcome to the MCI online lesson on singing the Panahita. The Panahita can be found in our green 2006 Divine Liturgy books from pages 432 to 440. We will also be going in this lesson over how to sing it from our older funeral book, The Office of Christian Burial from 1983. A PDF is available in this article on the MCI website. This service, the Panahita, is one of our most important services apart from the Divine Liturgy. It's often held as part of the funeral and as part of the graveside services, may be celebrated after the Divine Liturgy, particularly on All Souls Saturdays or on the anniversary of a death. So any cantor in our church should be able, on a moment's notice, to begin singing a Panahita. The same way that when a priest gives a blessing over someone by saying, "Let us pray to the Lord," the cantor should know to immediately lead the reply, "Lord, have mercy." Because the Panahita may be celebrated for a particular person or for several persons, it's important, first of all, to know whether the service is being held to pray for a man, a woman, or several people who have died, since it will make some difference in the words that you sing as part of the chants. If the Panahita is being held in church, be ready to announce the page in the Divine Liturgies book. Outside of church, say in a funeral home, make sure that everyone present has a book with at least the words of the service. The music of the Panahita is simple enough that most of our faithful should be able to sing their parts from memory, as long as they're familiar with the text. But the cantor should not count on the ability to do this. Always have a book with you. For a Panahita in the home of the departed or in the funeral home, the celebrating priest may begin the service at the casket or may ask you to lead the singing of the processional Holy God as you and the priest go to the casket. Work this out well in advance. So, on to singing the Panahita from the Divine Liturgies book, our green book, beginning on page 432. This setting is very prescriptive for the Panahita. That is, it tells you exactly how much of it's to be sung. In this case, unlike the rest of the book, it even provides the priest's initial blessing. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and forever. This blessing is in a minor key, la-ti-do, la-ti-do, do-ti-la, do-ti-la. And the amen that you sing in response will use exactly the same three notes as the end of the priest's blessing. Amen. Make sure to start the singing very clearly, loudly enough to be heard by those present, and at a reasonable tempo, because this is the tempo that people will expect to adopt for the rest of the Panahita. The first part of the Panahita consists of the usual beginning prayers, the prayers that customarily begin practically any service in the Byzantine Rite. So, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us, sung three times. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, and so on. Lord, have mercy, three times. Glory now and ever again. The Lord's Prayer, Our Father. The priest intones, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory," and everyone sings Amen. Now for the Panahita, the Trisagion, the thrice holy hymn or Holy God, is usually sung to one of the funeral melodies. And in this case, in this Panahita setting, the E version of Holy God is given. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Sung three times. Now, in this case, don't add the glory now and ever as you would at the Divine Liturgy, but simply sing it three times as it is. The rest of the beginning prayers are sung to the same exact minor psalm tone, like the opening blessing. La ti do do ti la. So, for example, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Don't rush these. Sing them as smoothly as possible. Remember that we're singing prayers so that if you were to record it and listen to it, it should sound like someone is actually meaning what they're singing. Next, as in the Panahita, we sing a total of four traparia for the dead. These traparia will be used many times during the funeral services as well as the Panahita and should be memorized. The first traparian is, with the souls of the just brought to perfection, give rest, O Savior, to the soul of your servant, keeping him for the blessed life with you, for you love us all. Adopting, of course, keeping her or keeping them as necessary. Then the second traparian is to the same melody. It's very short. In your place of rest, O Lord, where all your saints repose, give rest to the souls of your servants, for you alone love us all. Then we sing Glory and the third Troparion. This one starts a little bit higher on the mi, or third degree of the scale. So if you end, for you alone love us all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You are the God who descended into Hades and loosed the bonds of those imprisoned there. Now, O Savior, give rest to the souls of your servants. And then now and ever, and the last Troparion, starting on so, on the fifth degree of the scale. Now and ever, and forever, amen. Virgin uniquely pure and immaculate, without seed you gave birth to God. Intercede for the salvation of the souls of your servants. By the way, this last hymn is called a Theotokion, a hymn to the Mother of God, the Theotokos, and very frequently the last of a set of hymns is to the Mother of God. Note that you are the one responsible for correctly singing soul or souls, servant or servants, and him, her, or then, and expect the people to follow along with you, depending on what sort of Panakita this is that's being celebrated. Now, very often the faithful know these Troparia by heart. If that's the case, and the singing is already being done at a good tempo, you can drop back your own singing voice a little bit and let the sung prayer proceed at its own pace. You only need to step in at points of uncertainty, or if the music starts to drag or to go flat. As a cantor, your job is to be the leader, but this does not mean that you need to be heard at every instant. The third part of the Panakita is the litany for the deceased, for the ones that we're remembering. This is exactly the same litany that's sung optionally in the middle of the Divine Liturgy, pages 38 to 39 in our Green Book. But where those pages provided two different sets of melodies, here we only use the minor key melodies. For the first three petitions, we sing a triple Lord have mercy. And if the deacon is intoning properly on a minor key ending do, ti, la, he should end on the starting note of the response. That will sound like this. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear and have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And then when the deacon intones for the mercy of God, we respond, grant this, O Lord. And when he intones, let us pray to the Lord, we respond, beginning higher, Lord, have mercy. Then the priest intones the prayer, O God of spirits and of all flesh. This is our most ancient prayer for the dead, found in the oldest book of priestly prayers that we have, the Barberini Codex from the 8th century. At the end of the prayer, we sing the minor Amen, but this time we added D-sharp as a sort of a grace note. Amen. With this Amen, we've almost come to the end of the Panakita. All that is left is the dismissal. When the deacon intones wisdom, we sing more honorable than the cherubim to that same minor psalm tone, La-ti-do-do-ti-la, that we used for the beginning prayers. More honorable than the cherubim, and beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim, who a virgin gave birth to God the Word, you truly the Theotokos we magnify. And then when the priest intones, glory to you, O Christ God, our hope, glory to you, we sing the Glory now and ever, give the blessing to that same psalm tone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Give the blessing. Always sing the melody on this. It's tempting sometimes to harmonize, and we will talk about harmonized singing later, but the cantor should always be on the leading pitch. Then the priest intones the dismissal prayer, and we sing our final affirmation of all that's gone before. Amen. But yet we're not quite done with the service for the departed. The end of all services for the dead, it's customary to conclude by asking God to hold those who have died in the divine mercy and compassion, using the words eternal memory in response to the priest's prayer that God grant them blessed repose and eternal memory. We have two basic ways of singing this hymn in English, and cantors should know both.
Eternal memory, eternal memory, blessed repose, eternal memory.
Or another, which should, if necessary, be started in the middle range.
Eternal memory, eternal memory, eternal memory.
And then it repeats,
blessed repose, eternal memory, eternal memory.
Now, the tempo that you take for this will depend very much on the acoustics of the church or the room, on the tenor of the service, and of simply how you're singing. So this, you can go from fairly slow but intense to somewhat more rapid, particularly if you've seen it sung Eternal Memory several times. If Church Slavonic is used in your parish or mission, you can also sing these in Slavonic, but I would always recommend that you sing them in English first, so that even those who are coming to our services for the first time can understand what is being sung.
Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Blazheni Pokoi, Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat.
Now, that is for a single male person. For a woman, you would sing,
Blazheni pokoi vichnaya e pamyat.
And for several people, such as on an All Souls Saturday,
Blazheni pokoi vichnaya im pamyat.
Now you can also sing the same second melody that we use in English in Church Slavonic.
Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat. Blazheni pokoi, Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat.
The singing of eternal memory is something that people expect at the end of our services. Please give it due attention, practice it, and sing it as clearly and carefully as you can. Now let's take a look at singing the Panahida from the old 1983 funeral book. You will find it most easily, with its opening, on page 59 in the 1983 edition, at the beginning of the services in the home, that is the funeral home in this case, before the body is taken to the church for burial. In this book, throughout, texts are sometimes given in both English and Church Slavonic side by side, and because books were prepared without music and then music was added later, you will find that the music often repeats the words that have just been said. So, for example, you need to know that you may sing Holy God here after the celebrant, But later on the next page of the Litany, the Tripariate gives the texts of the Tripariate in their entirety, and then again the Tripariate with music. You only sing them once. Also, please note that there are differences in translation between this and our 2006 Divine Liturgies Panikida. Please do not try to update the translation on the fly. I've been at a few funerals where someone decided that everyone probably knew the newer version of the Stroparia, or would sing Glory rather than Glory Be, and decided to change things. Always sing the texts that are in front of the people who are at the service. Now, the musical choices here are slightly different. In a few cases, alternate melodies are given. When the funeral book eventually comes out, these may be in the Panahita as well. So there is no notation for the beginning prayers after Holy God on page 59. You could sing them, if you wanted, to the ordinary psalm tone. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. More commonly, you would use the minor psalm tone, as we did in the Panahita from the Green Book. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. Whichever melody, sing it consistently. Then after the Lord's Prayer and the Amen, we sing the Troparia. The music here is almost identical to what we just sang from the other setting of the Panahita, so we needn't go over them. Here we have, on page 62, two melodies for the responses at the Litany of the Deceased. These are exactly the same ones as in the Divine Liturgies book, just in the reverse order. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Grant it, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Amen. If you look on pages 38 and 39 of our Divine Liturgies book, you'll see that this is almost exactly what is given as the B setting of the responses of the Litany of for the Deceased. And then next it gives what we know as the A setting currently. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Grant it, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. But instead of Amen, the compiler here chose to have Amen. So you really do have some flexibility here, and people ordinarily will follow you as long as you sing clearly. Then we have the dismissal, and again, no music is given for either More Honorable or Glory Now and Ever, and you can sing these to one of the two psalm tones as you like. Also note that in both versions of the Panahita, if it happens to be during the season of Pascha, that is, from Thomas Sunday until the Feast Day of the Ascension 40 days later, we sing slightly differently at the beginning and end, singing Christ is Risen at the beginning and Shine and Splendor at the end, but these are exactly the same melodies that we use at the Divine Liturgy, so there should be no problem here. Then after the dismissal, the priest intones for the servants of God who are being remembered. And here, this is one place where I would encourage you not to use the music in the funeral book. I do not think I've ever heard it sung this way by cantors who were not encountering the music here for the first time. This is what it sounds like.
Eternal memory, eternal memory.
Again, I would recommend that you use the more traditional melodies, the ones that begin either
Eternal Memory
or
Eternal Memory.
And with that, we come to the end of the Panahita in the old form of the book. A gospel may be added, but we'll talk about that later on when we come to the discussion of the funeral services in the MCI online course, Services for the Departed.